John Scott. Severe weather continues across the U.S. Authorities say at least one person is dead in Louisiana after storms slammed several southern states. Authorities say the death happened near the town of Henderson. They say a tornado appeared to have struck the area, Henderson about 100 miles west of New Orleans. More than 60,000 customers in Louisiana are without power. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas believes it's wrong for President Biden to threaten the withholding of offensive weapons from Israel.
That's a vast category of weapons that Israel used, not only in Rafah and Gaza, but to defend itself against the very rocket and missile attacks that are still threatening Israeli lives, and for that matter, lives in Gaza, and shutting down aid crossings.
Cotton interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Israeli forces pushing deeper into Rafah, with their mission being to destroy the Hamas terrorist. Also at SRNnews.com, the Chinese government accusing the U.S. of bullying as new tariffs are slapped on Chinese products.
President Biden is adding to tensions with Beijing, hiking tariffs on items made in China, including electric vehicles, advanced solar cells, steel, and aluminum. White House officials say the tariffs will help thwart China's efforts to dominate the market for emerging technologies.
President, this entire administration has been concerned about unfair practices by the PRC.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He has said consistently, I'm going to stand up and push back against that.
One point of U.S. concern, there aren't a lot of Chinese EVs on the market in the U.S. right now, but officials worry the vehicles could start flooding the U.S. market. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has threatened broad 10% tariffs against all imports from rivals and allies alike. He tells supporters the U.S. is falling behind China by not betting on oil to keep powering the economy. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Dow hit 1 point. The NASDAQ is up 53 points. This is SRN News. Decency experts issue a warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkish President Erdogan has formally converted an ancient Byzantine church in Istanbul into a mosque, sparking outrage amongst Orthodox Christians around the world. The move comes 4 years after Erdogan's government first designated the unused but historic Church of Saint Savior as a Muslim house of prayer. Christians are still smarting from Erdogan's decision in 2020 to reactivate Turkey's landmark Hagia Sophia as a mosque. This is SRN News. Sales of raw milk appear to be rising despite a bird flu outbreak among American dairy cows.
Federal officials warn of the health risk of drinking unpasteurized milk at any time, but especially during this outbreak. Retail sales of raw cow's milk have jumped an estimated 26 to 65% a week compared to the same period last year. Raw milk farmers say they can't keep unpasteurized products in stock. Some people claim raw milk has health benefits, but multiple studies show it is one of the riskiest foods that people can consume. Rich Thomason reporting.
Home Depot sales continue to soften in the first quarter as the nation's largest home improvement retailer not only was constrained by high mortgage rates and customers dealing with inflation concerns, but also had to deal with a delayed start to spring. Sales slipped 2.3% for the period ended April 28th. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.